An Australian-born judge in Kiribati could well face deportation later this week after a tribunal ruling that he should be removed from his post. The tribunal's report has just been tabled in the Kiribati Parliament and is due to be debated by MPs later this week, the last week of the current parliament ahead of the general election. Don Wiseman has been following the story and joins me now. Don, the story has dragged on for years. What are the latest developments?
Well, it's been going on for nearly 4 years and has seen the judiciary in Kiribati turned upside down, causing huge backlogs in the court system. But the country was left without judges for quite some time. Now, historically, Kiribati has relied on expat judges, but the man in the gun here, David Lambourne, he is Australian, but he's lived in Kiribati for many years and is married to the opposition leader, Tessie Lambourne.
What does the case centre on?
Well, there were a number of issues that the government raised, but it has largely come down to a civil court case in 2020 that Lambourne heard. After giving his oral decision in that case, he left the country for a judicial conference in Australia before he had delivered his written decision. And as we all know, 2020 was the first year of COVID, and Kiribati shut its doors to nearly everyone, so Lambourne couldn't get back into the country for months. When he did get back, he then faced myriad accusations, was stood down, and attempts were made to deport him. But a ruling heard by the then Chief Justice, New Zealand Judge Bill Hastings, exonerated him from any wrongdoing. An appeal by the government to the Court of Appeal also found in Lambourne's favour. But an incensed Kiribati government then removed all of those judges, making accusations about them in the process. It should be noted that all of those judges are current or former members of the New Zealand judiciary and are held in high regard. Lawyers and judges and agencies around the world representing them condemned the Kiribati government for its actions in relation to the judiciary there. At least some of those judges are seeking legal redress over their removal.
So where did this tribunal come from?
Well, the government set up what it had stressed was an independent tribunal back in May of 2022. But this tribunal suspended its work 2 months later when Lambourne had challenged its existence. It was staffed by a lay magistrate, a legal practitioner, a former public servant and a retired teacher. So one would imagine not a huge amount of legal nous there. It started work again in 2023, but this was again suspended when the High Court issued an interim injunction. And then last month, the government reconfigured the tribunal, and in no time at all, it produced a report which the politicians are shortly to discuss.
What does it say?
Well, it refers to 5 allegations against Lambourne, but it dismissed 3 of these for lack of evidence, and has largely focused on the failure to get a written report out in time to satisfy some. Though, it's my understanding, there was no untypical delay there and that the COVID disruption was a huge part of it. The tribunal says in its recommendation that the parliament should consider removing Lambourne from his role as a puny judge in the Kiribati High Court for persistently disregarding the prompt delivery of written judgments, by neglecting to take thorough measures to prevent any misunderstanding about the fundamental role of a judicial officer, and by behaving in a manner that creates the perception of bias. And then the 5th allegation, I said there were 5 and 3 got dismissed. The 5th allegation centred on Lambourne bullying a 57-year-old staffer in the judiciary by yelling at him. The tribunal said this was unacceptable, but then hardly unusual in many workplaces around.
You mentioned his wife was the opposition leader. Is this matter related?
Well, it certainly seems to be a factor. Tessie Lambourne was a highly regarded public servant for many years before going into politics, and she chose not to join the party of the president, Tani's Mama, the Dabwan Kiribati Party, the TKP. So these two have been adversaries ever since.
What can Lambourne expect?
Well, the president's party dominates parliament, and it'll be wanting to eliminate this matter, which has, as we talked about, hung around now for 4 years. And they want to eliminate it ahead of the elections. They're due in a few months. No election date's been set yet. So the Parliament could well vote later this week to deport Lambourne and for that to happen immediately. Lambourne would be able to appeal the findings of the tribunal, but then doing that from outside of the country would be, well, it would be problematic.